interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, the first story is offending the kids. The last story is saving the kids. The first story goes to Portland and a not-safe-for-work shrub that's getting a lot of attention after it appeared in the Oregonian. And it started, it goes back to in the pandemic in 2021, April of 2021, when this lady, Liz Stanek, decided the tree in her front yard needed some trimming. And she has a 12-foot tall chub shrub that has been around for a couple years. But lately, you know, she went out there a couple times and she thought, you know, I should make this, I could make this very phallic, this tree. That stands 12 feet tall in her front yard.
Oh, 12 foot tall?
Yeah.
Now, I have seen those. I've seen those.
The little shrubs.
Yes, that they make phallic. But those are only, you know, maybe 3-4 feet at the most. This is a 12-footer?
12-footer. Yeah. She says, I've been thinking about doing it for 20 years. Then finally, during the pandemic, I decided to go for it. She made a couple, before she started cutting, she called a couple neighbors to make sure they were cool with it. And everybody said, yeah, it was all right. But then someone started a change.org petition to have it removed, saying the neighborhood has two schools, a high school and an elementary school within two blocks of the display. This is not family friendly, nor a representation of what people in our community are all about. And she says, lighten up, Francis. It's just a joke, you know. So they said she does decorate it with lights sometimes for the season. And sometimes the lights may take the not safe for work label even a step further. So you can imagine.
Yeah.
They said we won't go into too much detail.
What
in this,
you can do with LEDs nowadays.
This story here, but they said you can see it at the Tulatin, I guess is down in Oregon, Chub Facebook page.
Heavily trafficked by the female contingency there, I would imagine. Okay. This guy, there's a guy in Florida who can tell you what it's like, what it feels like to have a pitchfork to the head. Police found him with a pitchfork embedded in his skull. He's going to be okay, believe it or not. Not only did it come into his skull, at one point it went into his esophagus. This was at 8:30 Monday morning, according to witnesses. The guy who did it, the suspect, became upset at this guy. I don't know if they're neighbors. Guess they are. Apparently, they live in the same neighborhood. So, yeah, I guess we'd categorize them as neighbors. And the one guy threw a pitchfork at this guy after a verbal altercation. The suspect then fled on foot. This is a regular ranch home residential neighborhood. It's not a farm or anything. I'm not sure how many people who live in a neighborhood like this actually have pitchforks. Do you have a pitchfork on the farm, on the ranch?
Yes, we do.
You've got, well, you need it.
Yeah. Like scooping up the hay and stuff in the goat pen and stuff.
Yeah, this is
getting it turned.
This is regular suburbia here. I'm not sure what they're doing with a pitchfork.
It's like that the old picture for the Piala Fair with the man and the lady. What is that? The Gothic pose where the lady's holding
American Gothic.
American Gothic pitchfork. And how about these five kids that called 911 the other day? This is Tuesday, and they're missing for a couple hours. Tuesday afternoon, they decide, one of them, I'm sure it was one of them that came up with the idea, and all five of them went for it. They crawled into a tunnel, then started to venture into the tunnel a little further. Then got lost, and then when one of them said, we just got to call 911, come on. Okay, fine. So at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night, the 911 call comes in to the Staten Island Fire Department. The five kids had found themselves lost in the sewer system and couldn't make their way out. Here's the call. You know, you can hear the kid talk first saying, I don't know where we are. Oh, and then the guy starts asking them some questions. And then you hear the fire department guy figure it out.
How old are these boys?
Oh, they're all ranging like 10 to 12 or something like that.
What's the address of Staten Island?
We don't know.
You don't know?
We're stuck in the sewer.
Once you went down, was the sewer the left, right, straight? Where was it? I need you to guide me.
Right.
Oh, to the right side. How long did you walk for?
We walked a lot.
Call for help, guys. They hear you. Call for help.
We have all five children removed from the sewer.
So from their yells,
They got the sewer, to a point where they're probably below a manhole, okay, yeah, and they could yell up and everything. But they said they sent one fireman down there with a rope and breathing equipment. So those kids probably won't venture into the sewer anytime soon.
I don't know. You're 10, 12. At 10 years old, if somebody told me, hey, man, we could get down
there's
into this
whole, man, you know, whole maze of tunnels
it's
under
like
here.
It's like a scene out of Stand By Me,
yeah,
isn't it?
Like, yeah, I definitely would have gone down there for sure.